Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'm your host, James Morris, and I'm sorry I've not done a podcast for a while. There's been lots of trades going on, but I'm just going to do the top three or four biggest trades that have happened over the past week or so. First of all, the Reds made a pretty big trade, trading their two best players, Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez, just a couple days ago. I believe it was yesterday. Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez, as you guys well know, are amazing players. Jesse Winker hit 24 home runs with 71 RBIs and batted 305. So you know he's a great player just out of those stats. And by the way, they traded Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez to the Mariners. Jesse Winker is a great player. I loved him when he was on the Reds. I'm a Reds fan. I don't want to get that caught up since I'm doing an MLB podcast. But I really like the Reds, but I don't know about anymore because I'm going to tell you more. But the Reds gave away Jesse Winker with a 305 average, 24 home runs, 71 RBIs, and their starting third baseman and a two-time All-Star, Eugenio Suarez, to Seattle, who batted 198 with 31 home runs and 79 RBIs. Eugenio Suarez, Eugenio Suarez may have had a pretty bad like start of the season, but in September he batted over 400 and really showed what he could do. And if you Mariners fans are listening to this, Eugenio Suarez had 49 home runs in 2019, so that was only 2 years ago. So we all know he can be an amazing player, and really is. And he's actually hit the most home runs since 2018, more than Mike Trout, more than Pete Alonso. He's hit the most home runs since 2019. More than like Aaron Judge, more than Pete Alonso, and all those guys. He had the most home runs ever since 2019. Eugenio Suarez is a great player. I loved him. He started at third base all the time. Jesse Winker almost always started at left field, and it was all those guys are completely solid. And I'm gonna be super sad to lose them. The Mariners have a stacked lineup now. I mean, you got the DH now into it, and I mean the Mariners are American League team, so you always had the DH. But just to add more offense to your lineup, especially with Jesse Winker and Suarez. Winker probably bat fourth, maybe fifth. Suarez has a chance at batting fourth, probably be more in seventh to eighth spot. But Suarez is an amazing defender. I know lots of people say he's not a great defender, but they're completely wrong. I'm a diehard Reds fan. I know exactly who Eugenio Suarez is, and he's a great third baseman, not a good shortstop. But that was Eugenio Suarez and Jesse Winker. But who did the Reds get out of those two amazing All-Star players? Just to make it quick and blunt, no one. Well, technically, I would say the three players that they got out of Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez is only probably worth Eugenio Suarez. But we're going to talk about the first pitcher, starting pitcher Justin Dunn. A guy who should break out in a big way and probably next year, maybe even this year, possibly, but most likely in maybe 2 years. But Justin Dunn does not have tons of MLB experience. He's played 3 years off and on, but the 2021, he was 1-3 with a 3.75 ERA, only struck out 49, but in 50 innings. His walking is a concern. He does strike out actually a decent amount now that I'm looking at the stats. He does not give up tons of home runs, but he cannot pitch for a long time at all. I'm looking at his stats here. 5 2/3 of an inning, 5 innings, 5 2/3 of innings, 3 innings, 2 innings. So he might even have a chance if Nick Lodolo and you bring up Hunter Green, they might even start and you put Justin Dunn in relief because he just goes so short. But also Sonny Gray, who the Reds also traded, went really short, and they did all right with him. But the Reds, we all know, they're not going to be good this year, so I'm not going to get caught up on myself. But Justin Dunn, not a great player, but not a bad player for sure. The Reds will definitely need them after what just happened. I mean, the Reds really were a contending team. They really were a good team, except they left Castellanos. They left Eugenio Suarez, Jesse Winker. They left, Tucker Barnhart. I'm missing someone else, but they're leaving so much. But Justin Dunn, starting pitcher, all right. Not amazing stats, but not bad stats. And he will be good in 2 years. I can guarantee it. but I don't know about all-star caliber player. The next player, since the Reds gave up Jesse Winker, they need someone to take his spot for some reason. They gave away Winker, but they got a guy named Jake Fraley. Mostly a left fielder. I really like him. I think he's a good player, but he only batted .210 with 9 home runs and 36 RBIs in 2021. Just like Dunn, he has not played for a while, off and on for the past 3 years, which I like, because that means as much MLB experience you can get is great. But in a couple years, just imagine how good they will be when they play lots of MLB. They'll be great because they know how it is to play in MLB and they won't have any pressure. But Jake Fraley, left fielder who bats left-handed, an amazing fielder, by the way, so maybe that's what the Reds were thinking as well, but they're also kind of trying to cut payroll. So I want to say this, Travis, is a little off-topic, but the Mariners have probably the most stacked lineup in baseball. I'm thinking right now the White Sox may have a more stacked lineup than them. This is the American League. But the Mariners have a real shot at being a World Series team. I'm not even joking. But back to Jake Fraley. 9 home runs, 36 RBIs, 46 walks, so that's a decent amount. Only played 78 games last year. But Jake Fraley, like I said, is a good but not great player. He can be all right. He's a decent prospect as well. I mean, back in his day, so he has good talent. Jake Fraley does, but just whether if he wants to use it or not. Jake Fraley, Justin Dunn and Jake Fraley, and then the next guy I'm going to get to on Brandon Williamson are probably worth Eugenio Suarez, not Jesse Winker. But Brandon Williamson I don't know what to say. He's a great pitcher, but he can't do a lot of things. Brandon Williamson is fourth in the Reds' prospect ranking, so that obviously shows he has talent. But I think out of all those players I just said, I think I like him the most. In Double-A, he had 4-6 with 3.39 ERA. So yes, that's not great, but he also struck out 153. In 98 and 2/3 of an inning, so I think that's great. And he does not walk a lot. He gives not a lot of home runs, and he does give out. He doesn't give that much hits. Not a lot of walks. Not a lot of home runs. He strikes out a lot. He's 4-6, 3.39 ERA. But I really like Brandon Williamson. I think those three guys are probably worth Suarez, but not Suarez and Winker. But those three players, all of those guys are good but not great. I think Brandon Williamson is the biggest name. I think that will be the best. I think Brandon Williamson will be the best out of those players that I just showed you there. But and then there's kind of one more that the Reds got out, a player to be named later. What is that going to be? I was listening to reading an article, and I guess the Reds were extremely excited on the player to be named later. I don't know if they're just trying to get us excited and get us not angry for what was just happening with the Reds. They're excited. I hope the Reds fans can be excited for that. But I know the Mariners fans will be overjoyed on what they just got. I can guarantee it. Suarez, he's probably going to bat 300 this year with 50 home runs. I don't know. I can guarantee it. Even Winker's bad season was good. So I can guarantee you'll get something good from Winker. Suarez, most likely. You can't guarantee anything with him. But that's what they got. The Reds also lost tons of players. But the Reds, I need to stop talking about the Reds. But they lost Sonny Gray. They lost Tucker Barnhart. They lost Eugenio Suarez. They lost Jesse Winker. And that's all because they're cutting their salary. Because they have little money as a team. But the Reds got three players. Or maybe eventually it'd be four. And Wink and the Mariners got two All-Stars. But the next trade is also another controversial trade. The Yankees and the Twins make a trade. Gary Sanchez to Minnesota and Josh Donaldson to New York. Well, here, let me. So the Twins get Gary Sanchez and Gio Urshela. The Yankees get Josh Donaldson, Ben Rodvet or something like that, Isaiah Kiner, Alfalfa. They get all those players. We're going to talk about those players right now. So the Yankees get this player named Josh Donaldson. Hopefully you guys are familiar with this guy. He's a great player. I'm trying to pull up his stats right now. He's not quite to the... He's not quite to the athletic. He's not amazing player. He used to be amazing. He's getting a little out of his prime now. But he can be really good. He's a home run hitter that plays hard. Not really athletic anymore, but I think it's a bad call. It's a bad trade with the Yankees. But here's our stats here. So 2021, he played 135 games, had 26 home runs, and batted 247. For a guy that's going to retire in maybe even three years, that's not great. But I don't know. The Twins or the Yankees are lucky to have Josh Donaldson. I think it's a really dumb decision by the Yankees, especially giving up Gary Sanchez and Gio Urshela. But they had to do it. Josh Donaldson has gone to the Yankees, that means, you know, the Twins would need a third baseman, so they got Gio Urshela. And then a catcher out of it, not a good catcher, but still a catcher, Gary Sanchez. Josh Donaldson, I don't really have that much thoughts on Josh Donaldson. He's a big-name player, but not as good as he used to be, for sure. Now, also, the Yankees get Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. I'm pulling up his stats here as well. He's a good player. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. He's played shortstop. He can literally play every single position in the infield. Catcher, third base, everywhere. He's probably going to play, I don't know, maybe shortstop because that's his best. No, because now the Yankees, they have I don't know where Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is going to play. His hitting is a struggle. With only 8 home runs, but did bat 270 with 53 RBIs. His hitting is a struggle, but he's an amazing fielder. He can play an amazing. He dives through all these, and he can make great plays. He dives. He's a great player. I think the Yankees will like Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, but I don't know. It's not worth these. It's not worth Gary Sanchez and Gio Urshela. The Yankees also got a catcher, Ben. I've never heard of this guy, Ben Rodvet. He has been pretty good taking Gary Sanchez's spot. So they're probably pretty excited about that. But that's what the Yankees get: Josh Donaldson, Ben Rodvet, and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, third base, catcher, and shortstop. The Twins get Gary Sanchez and Gio Urshela. So those players are something we need to talk about. Gary Sanchez may not be the best catcher you can find in the MLB, but he is a great hitter with amazing power. But only batted 204, but 23 bombs. He's hit 30 home runs in a season. He's hit 30 home runs 3 years ago. 30 home runs 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I mean, he always has the pop to his bat everywhere he goes. Fielding and everything like that, catching is his weakness, but he has amazing pop, and that's about what the Twins are looking for, they have a good roster. They just need to try to get good. They're doing what they can, and I really hope the Twins can do what they can. I really want to see the Twins be good, because Brian Buxton, the Twins signed him longer, and now you got Gary Sanchez, Gio Urshela. You have a decent team now. So Gary Sanchez, as I said, he's a decent player, a lot of pop, but he's an all-star, so he's good. But Gio Urshela, about a 267 in 2021, 116 games and 14 home runs, so maybe slightly above average third baseman. The Twins will be lucky to have him. I don't think he's an all-star, but he's a good player. He's a above-average player. He's a good but not great player. So the Twins will be lucky to have him. I think he's a great player, and I think he will be. But I don't know. He can be good. Now, Matt Olson, what we're talking about, got traded with an 8-year contract to the Mets, easily ending Freddie Freeman re-signing with the Braves. Matt Olson's gone to the Braves. Let's look at his stats. He's an amazing player, a home run derby contestant with 39 home runs and .271 batting average. I love Matt Olson. I think he's an amazing guy with an amazing pop, and the Braves should be extremely lucky to have him. Matt Olson getting traded to the Braves. I guess the Braves really still want to contend, because there's no way they can get Freddie Freeman back. Freddie Freeman's going to go to the Rays, Rockies, Mets, or Dodgers. And I honestly don't know where he's going to go to. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. But Matt Olson, a one-time All-Star, a two-time Gold Glove, will easily fill in Freddie Freeman's spot at first base, with maybe even better than Freddie Freeman did. But Matt Olson is to an 8-year, $168 million contract that runs through the 2029 season. That was actually announced today. But that's the third largest contract ever signed by a player with between 4 or 5 years at MLB service, trailing only Joey Votto and Giancarlo Stanton. What do I think about this trade? If I'm the Braves right now, I'm kind of happy. If I'm the Braves, I know we need a first baseman, and we're gonna lose Freddie Freeman. So overall, I think it's a good decision, because you're gonna need a first baseman for a long time. And with Freddie Freeman gone, there's no way anyone can fill that spot as good as Matt Olson. Your next spot for first baseman is Anthony Rizzo, but no one's as good as him. No one's as good as Matt Olson. And Matt Olson's a good, solid player. I'm just trying to figure out who the Braves got out of him. I cannot find this right now. But Braves acquire first baseman Matt Olson from the A's for center fielder Christian Passe. Shea Langerhans is a catcher. Right-handed pitcher Ryan Cusick and right-handed pitcher Joey Estes. Those guys are solid. I'm going to look up his stats on Ryan Cusick. Like Ryan Cusick, I think he's a solid player. He's in minor leagues right now, but I really like what I see from him. Ryan Cusick, let's check his stats. So, Ryan Cusick, 2021, he did not play practically at all. He was on 2.76 ERA. But we all know he's going to be good, because he's a very good prospect. That's going to be good. So the Braves acquire Matt Olson. The A's get a center fielder Christian Pache. They get a catcher Shea Langerhans. They get right-handed pitcher Ryan Cusick and right-handed pitcher Joey Estes. Overall, my first instinct is Braves get a way better deal than the A's do. But I'm checking out these stats from all these players, and you get Ryan Cusick, who is a high A pitcher, who's a round one overall pick, 24. And Joey Estes, also in high A, overall, round 16, overall pick, 487. So not bad, but not great. So that guy's a good prospect as well. And then you get Christian Pache, who's has a good amount, like only 67 at-bats in MLB. But he played solid in MLB, but is playing amazing in the AAA. Oh, my gosh. And then you also got Shea Langerhans, who's a catcher that will play for you in a couple years. But I'm thinking Matt Olson is an amazing player, but he's probably only going to be good for maybe 6 more years. And you got Ryan Cusick and Joey Estes are going to be good in about 4 years. When they hit the MLB, they're probably going to be really good. And Christian Pache has a chance to start in 2022 at some point in the season. And I just don't know what they're going to do with these players, because Matt Olson is going to fit well in the Braves uniform. He's going to be very good. But I just don't know how they're going to put... I just don't know what they're going to do about this. But Matt Olson is gone to the Braves, and the A's get Christian Pache, Ryan Cusick, Joey Estes, and Shea Langiers. But Ryan Cusick, let's check Ryan Cusick's stats. He's only owned one, not a big sample size, but owned one of 2.76 ERA with 17 innings, 34 strikeouts. So strikeouts are there, you know, it's not a lot of innings. But in college, he was very, very good. And Joey Estes, he was 3-6 with a 2.91 ERA, 99 innings, 127 strikeouts. Joey Estes can be really good. He has a lot of movement to his balls that he pitches, and he can be really good. It just if he wants to use it or not. But Christian Pache, I'm super high on Christian Pache. I think he'll be extremely good, and at least in. I think he has a chance to start on a couple years this year. But that's about it. Sam will be overall, I'll check. So the Reds, I think I would give them 1 out of 10. I think the Reds did 3. I think they did horrible, 10 being the best trade. I think they did a 3. I think they did really bad on the trade. For the Mariners on that trade, I think they did a 9.5 out of 10. I think the Mariners did amazing on that trade. I bet they're like the Reds. You're going to want to give Winker and Suarez to these pretty much guys that aren't going to be good forever. Sure. So that's maybe 4 for the Reds. It's really iffy. But the Matt Olson trade for the Braves, I'd give the Braves a 5, and I'd give the Aves a 5 as well. So not tons of huge trades, but decent enough to make the A's and the Braves look good. But the Yankees trade and the Twins trade, I give the Yankees a 4 and the Twins is 8. They're really I think that the Yankees did not think much about it, and the Twins really thought about it well and decided to do all these good stuff. And they want to be a contending team, and that's what they they made those trades to be a contending team. So that's that. I think that's about it. Thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'll do a podcast again soon. Thank you for listening.